This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The International Rights Group, Human Rights Watch, released a report Tuesday saying they've documented numerous cases in which Ukrainian forces fired banned anti-personnel mines at Russian military positions in the fierce battle for the eastern city of Izhym last year. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova shared with VOA's Flashpoint program the reaction to that report from the Ukrainian government.
We have a reaction from Ukrainian ombudsman. Basically, what he said, he mentioned that he has quite a lot of questions to this report. And he highlighted that the organization once again used a map of Ukraine without including Crimea. And this is definitely, creates a very negative reaction from the Ukrainian officials and from Ukraine in general. What he also said, and I would quote him, that Ukraine has real evidence that Russia is making every effort to discredit Ukraine, first of all, with the aim of weakening its military support. Therefore, we call on all partners to take this factor into account before drawing conclusions about any accusations against Ukraine.
As Ukraine won support Tuesday from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain Western fighter jets, there are no signs larger nations such as the U.S. and Britain have changed their stance of refusing to provide the warplanes to Kyiv after nearly a year of battling Russia's invading forces. When asked Monday about the sending of U.S. F-16 fighters to Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden answered simply no. When asked the same question Tuesday, Biden revised his answer to "we will talk." Meanwhile, in Paris, the French defense minister said he saw no taboo against it. This is VOA News. Following talks with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday he heard a concern about the current state of affairs in the region from both sides. He said he also heard concrete ideas from both sides that, if pursued, could help defuse the current situation. Blinken arrived in the region Sunday amidst one of the deadliest periods of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians. Speaking Tuesday from the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem following talks with President Abbas, Blinken said he asked senior members of his team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how to implement plans to end the tensions. He said in the long term, the U.S. sees only one solution to the problem.
Restoring calm is our immediate task, but over the longer term, we have to do more than just lower tensions. The United States is committed to working toward our enduring goal of ensuring that Palestinians and Israelis enjoy equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, justice, and dignity. And it's President Biden's firm conviction that the only way to achieve that goal is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states for two peoples. The United States will continue to oppose anything that puts that goal further from reach.
Scientists say that a comet that hasn't been seen from Earth for 50,000 years will pass by Wednesday and be visible from the Northern Hemisphere. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The comet is named C2022E3ZTF, and it last visited us 50,000 years ago during Neanderthal time. Astronomer Jake Foster at the Royal Observatory says the comet should travel about 26 million miles from Earth.
Sometimes the planet Venus can get closer to us than that, so we're certainly not in any danger at all, but we are just close enough that we can get a quite nice view of it.
The harmless green comet is already visible in the northern night sky.
The green is caused by the effect of the sun's ultraviolet radiation shining down onto the comet.
Indiana University astronomy professor Catherine Pilichowski explains what to look for.
The comet will appear as a very faint, fuzzy patch.
It can be seen with binoculars and small telescopes and possibly the naked eye in the darkest corners of the northern hemisphere. I'm Ed Donahue.
Pope Francis Tuesday, as he began his six-day visit to Africa and the Democratic Republic of Congo, demanded foreign powers stop plundering Africa's natural resources. In a speech to the Congolese government authorities and diplomatic corps in the Garden of Kinshasa's National Palace, Pope Francis called for nations to keep their hands off the Democratic Republic of Congo. Calling Congo's vast mineral and natural wealth a diamond in creation, Francis demand foreign interests stop carving it up. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This